Dodgers and the Marlins on Thursday. Former longtime Dodger A.J. Ellis feels the love, including from his former battery mate Clayton Kershaw. Game tied at one in the second until...
Puig, big and strong. Here's the pitch. Puig swings. Oh, my. You could tell by the sound of the bat. They're looking for it in the left field pavilion. Home run number 8 for Puig, and the Dodgers have a 3-1 lead.
On May 18th, and Adrian Gonzalez hasn't hit a home run yet. He just didn't have the strength in that elbow in the back for much of April and into May, so he went on the DL May 3rd. There's a line drive to right, base hit. Turner will be waved at third, and Stanton's throw is going to be way up the line. It's a two-out RBI single for Adrian Gonzalez, and now it's 5-2 Los Angeles. We mentioned that Jansen began his pro career as a catcher. Doesn't mean he's swung the bat a whole lot, especially of late. The 0-1 pitch is bouncing ball off the diving first baseman's glove. It rolls out towards second base. It'll be a hit for Jansen, and the bases are loaded for the Dodgers. Bohr lunging to his right, had to go right off his glove, and it rolled toward the second base bag, where eventually JT Riddle picked it up.
Crowd has thinned out considerably. They've left, and a good number of them will go see if someone will take the Clayton Kershaw coin as currency. The pitch called strike 3. Dietrich is out. Jansen's face 2, struck out 2. Is there, and those franchises are enjoying a boost in attendance. In addition to Columbia, the pitch strike 3 called. So now he has faced 3 and gotten 3 looking at strike 3. And here's Ichiro. Ryu, who stands to win this game, in the past, there's only one who has hit a home run prior to tonight. And he's at the plate right now, and he swings and misses strike 3. Jansen strikes out the side in the ninth inning, getting Ichiro as his third and final victim of this inning and of the night. The Dodgers win 7-2, and Jansen put it away dramatically, facing 4 and striking out 4.
It is the 84th immaculate inning in baseball history. A great way for the Dodgers to cap off a 7-2 victory over the Marlins. Justin Turner stretched his multi-hit streak to 5 games, but did depart the game in the 8th inning due to a right hamstring injury. Edinson Volquez is now winless in his last 15 starts. His last victory came against who else? The Marlins. It will be up to Justin Nicolino to get the fish back on the winning track, as Friday night starter looked ahead to his outing versus the Dodgers.
Just a lot of good quality things to learn from that outing. It seemed like there was a lot of runners on during that game, but you know, AJ put down some great pitches. We made some good pitches when we needed to, and you know, we executed.
Do you feel like you were able to mix up your pitches, kind of keep hitters off balance?
Yeah, I think that was the biggest game plan. First inning, bases loaded, one out. I threw a curveball in a situation I don't think I normally would, and I was confident in throwing it. We got a big double play, and that's kind of how it portrayed the rest of the game. We threw pitches in big situations that helped out and, you know, kept us in the ballgame.
You had an opportunity to pitch here last season, and that was a really good start for you. What do you remember about that outing?
It's hard to forget those outings. It really is. And, you know, it's hard to forget the bad ones, but the one that was here last year was one of those things where I found out kind of, you know, early on, you know, in the week before that, so I had a lot of time to prepare for and stuff like that, and also getting to pitch in Dodger Stadium, which is always a lot of fun. But for me, it was basically about competing, and we executed pitches. We kept them off balance, and you know, and we attacked them. So for me, you know, that's a game that you always keep in the back of the memory box and build off of and learn from. And I think that's what I did earlier today. You know, I went in there and looked at video from that game last year, because a lot of these guys are still here, and you know, I'm gonna incorporate that game tomorrow.
Yeah, you mentioned a lot of those same guys are the guys that you're gonna be facing tomorrow. Even though that start was a while ago, does it help that you have a little bit of familiarity with some of these hitters?
It always does. I mean, you face a lot of these guys, you know, over the course of a year or course of, you know, your career, and anything that you can gather and have the advantage of, and you know, that's something that I think everyone does, but that's something that I'm going to also incorporate.
Alex Wood takes the mound on Friday as he squares off with Justin Nicolino.